PJM MRC/MC Briefs, October 23, 2025, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. Stakeholders endorse proposal to offer cap advance commitments. Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, PJM's Markets and Reliability Committee endorsed by acclamation a proposal to use only cost-based offers for resources committed in advance of the day-ahead energy market. The proposal was also endorsed by the MC as part of its consent agenda. The use of advance commitments has grown since PJM implemented its conservative operations protocol, which allows resources to be scheduled days ahead of an event the RTO thinks could strain system conditions. It was established in the wake of the December 2022 winter storm Elliott, when many generators had trouble procuring fuel when picked up by PJM dispatchers. Paul Sotkiewicz, president of E-Cubed Policy Associates, argued against units being limited to their cost-based offers without evidence of market power issues or when their commitment is intended to resolve a transmission constraint. He said the proposal represents PJM's attempt to make up for tariff violations during the conservative operations deployment ahead of the 2025 Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend. Resources with advance commitments were improperly offer cap despite the conservative operations not being related to transmission issues. He also raised issues about the scope of what can be included in cost-based offers, saying resource owners can incur unrecoverable costs when responding to a conservative operations commitment. He noted that fuel costs can be high during holiday weekends and must be purchased as a block package for the whole weekend. PJM General Counsel Chris O'Hara said he is comfortable with the proposal from a compliance perspective after conferring with the RTO's legal team and speaking with staff at FERC about the issue. He said stakeholders have mixed views about how frequently PJM should use offer capping and the RTO has sought to proceed with the best solution available. LS Power Director of Project Development Tom Hodson said the proposal provides market participants with more certainty around how they will be committed during conservative operations and that improvements to the expenses captured in cost-based offers fall under Phase 2 of the issue charge. Renewable Dispatch Proposal Endorsed. The committee endorsed by acclamation a proposal to rework how wind and solar resources are dispatched, including establishing an effective EcoMax parameter intended to capture how a resource is forecast to operate and how it is dispatched. The forecast feeding into effective EcoMax would be updated before each 5-minute interval in the energy market and define the maximum output of the unit's dispatch. PJM has sought the change to reduce the curtailment of renewable resources with outdated parameters, which the existing EcoMax parameter is limited to. The ramp rate for wind and solar resources would be limited to 20% of their installed capacity per minute, which is intended to reduce the volatility that can result from sudden shifts in output. First read on DEX tariff revisions. PJM presented a first read on a slate of tariff revisions drafted by the Governing Document Enhancement and Clarification Subcommittee, or DEX, which seek to reflect changes approved by FERC and remove outdated language. The subcommittee approved all of the changes. The proposal removes language referring to capacity storage and environmentally limited resources from a section on winter period capacity performance resources to conform with FERC approving the elimination of an exemption from the requirement that resources offer into the capacity market. A section detailing the penalties for distributed energy resources that fail a test of their capability to respond to capacity deployments would be revised to avoid the potential for double penalization if the event also results in penalties during a performance assessment interval or deficiency charges. Several changes to Schedule 6A, which lays out Black Start service, are intended to clarify the capital investments that can be included in the capital recovery factor rate. Members Committee. First read on changes to membership requirements for PIAC. Greg Poulos, Executive Director of the Consumer Advocates of the PJM States, presented a first read on a proposal to rework the membership and voting structure for the Public Interest and Environmental Organizations User Group, or PIAC, to resolve inconsistencies stemming from the operating agreement's definition of PJM membership.
A unique user group established under the OA, the PIAC is exempt from the requirement that user groups be composed of full PJM members. He said the user group was intended to include organizations that may not be full PJM members, signified in the OA, by capitalization.
However, the voting rules for user groups allowing items to be referred to the members' committee with 75% support appears to be limited to members.
Another section of the OA allows items to be referred to the Board of Managers with 90% support from a user group, but uses the lowercase term members.
The proposal would split PIAC membership into two categories, consumer advocates, who are PJM members, as well as environmental organizations and general public interest groups. Both would be permitted to vote on motions to refer items to the MC, with 75% support overall and 50% from both classifications required for the vote to pass. If the MC opts to not take up the subject, the PIAC could vote to refer it to the PJM board with 90% support overall and 50% from both categories. Poulos said the two categories for PIAC membership is intended to ensure that state-appointed consumer advocates are not outvoted if a large number of environmental or public interest groups are admitted to the PIAC, which chooses its own membership. Poulos told RTO Insider the proposal is intended to find the right balance on giving all members of the user group a voice. He said it's rare for items to be referred to the MC or board and no such votes are being considered at this time. Stakeholders discuss MC annual plan. MC Vice Chair Jason Barker opened a discussion on whether language in Manual 34, stakeholder process detailing the creation of an annual plan is anachronistic. He said the committee has not created a formal plan detailing its priorities to PJM management in recent years, with approval of issue charges instead fulfilling that role. Carl Johnson, of the PJM Public Power Coalition, said the goal of the annual plan was to ensure items weren't being overlooked. While there were a few successful efforts to establish annual plans years ago, prioritization within the stakeholder process has largely been ceded to PJM staff. While there could be value in a discussion on whether the annual plan should remain in the manual, this might not be the proper time given the other topics stakeholders are focused on. Tangible Group Director of RTO and Regulatory Affairs Ken Folladere said PJM has consistently set agendas that provide little time for discussion of important issues, requiring moderators to cut off conversation to move on to other subjects. He noted that the October 14th Critical Issue Fast Path meeting allowed just 30 minutes for questions on stakeholder proposals, leaving individuals unable to participate. If this is repeatedly happening, the RTO needs to either allot more time or discussion should be allowed to go over time. Barker said some stakeholders routinely engage in time-consuming behaviors, such as cross-examining PJM staff or asking argumentative questions. That may be appropriate at times, but better management of time could allow everyone to have their questions answered.